This program is brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of the NHL and proud sponsor of the Stanley Cup playoffs. This time of year is all about great hockey and great beer, like the refreshingly easy drinking taste of Bud Light. Go on taste.
Welcome back to This Week in the NHL. I'm Sam Rosen. The first round of the playoffs was filled with exciting, dramatic moments, and our man Joe Tolleson does a great job capturing them with his plays of the week. So here's the latest edition, which begins with a turning point game in the series between New Jersey and Tampa Bay.
Gomez with the puck, taking the final few seconds down off the clock, and the Devils celebrate a 3-0 victory here as Marty Brodeur pitches the shutout, the 22nd in his NHL Stanley Cup career.
Sam Martin Brodeur backstopping New Jersey to a crucial victory in Game 5. Matt Lachlan, the call on WFAN in New York. Brodeur made 31 saves in the 3-0 win over Tampa Bay, and that win set the stage for the Devils to advance to the second round in 6 games.
Comes off the skate of Gianta, right to Gomez. Gomez to the side of the net. Gianta with the wrister. He scores! And the Devils have regained the 2-goal lead.
Brian Gianta with his second goal of the game. It proved to be the game winner as New Jersey ousted Tampa Bay with a 3-2 victory. After the home team won each of the first 5 games, it seemed it was Calgary's turn to taste victory and force a Game 7 in Detroit. Red Wings and Flames each scored a second period goal, then battled through a scoreless third period, a scoreless first overtime, and into a second extra session.
Lidstrom plays it out to center. Across the line, skates Franz and cuts into the high slot. Scores! And the Red Wings have eliminated the Flames! A drive by Franzen from the high slot. It beats Kiprusoff. The Red Wings win the game in double overtime, 2-1.
Ken Callan, 1270 WXYT in Detroit, as Johan Franzen's goal at 24-23 of overtime ended the series in 6 games. The only first-round series that needed the full complement of 7 games to decide a winner pitted Vancouver against Dallas. The teams had played a close-to-the-vest series. Other than a pair of 2-0 wins by the Stars, the other 4 games were decided by 1 goal, so no surprise the deciding game was tied 1-1 in the third period. The difference for Vancouver was they had Mr. Game 7.
Pass comes up the boards to Henrik. Back to Salo. Over to Henrik. Top of the circle, right side. Wanted the slap pass. Now he goes rink wide. Olin shoots. Linden tipped it in. Trevor Linden on the deflection. And the Canucks lead 2-1.
John Shorthouse on the Canucks radio network as Trevor Linden's marker was the difference. Vancouver added a pair of empty netters to make it a 4-1 series clincher. Top seed Buffalo hasn't had to leave the state of New York in these playoffs. The Sabres beat the Islanders in the first round and open the second round at home against the Rangers, where the game turned during a brief span of the second period.
And getting away neatly is Vanek, getting it over the line. Vanek cuts in front of the shot. Scores! Thomas Vanek used Daniel Briere as an outlet and walked around the D, put him down, cutting it home. Buffalo 3-0.
Rick Jenneret on Sports Radio 550 WGR in Buffalo as Thomas Vanek's second of the game was the Sabres' third goal in a span of 4 minutes and 5 seconds. Buffalo went on to a 5-2 win to hand the Rangers their first loss of the postseason. Finally, Anaheim solved Roberto Luongo in Game 1 of its series with Vancouver, or perhaps you could say Andy McDonald solved the Canucks' netminder. McDonald had his first career playoff hat trick as the Ducks opened the series with a 5-1 win. John Weideman had the call right here on NHL Radio.
Under a minute to play here in the third, 4-1 Anaheim. Over to Huskins, top of the right circle to McDonald. Shoots, he scores! A hat trick for Andy McDonald. Power play goal for the Ducks. It came on a 5-on-3 power play. 5-1, and with 51 seconds left in the hockey game, here come the Hats.
Sam, great hockey action in the first round was just the beginning. It should only get better here in the second round, and we'll have all the excitement as we follow the bounce of the puck.
You're right about that, Joe. A lot of excitement as the pressure builds and the excitement builds in the second round. Still ahead on this week's show, Ottawa's star defenseman Wade Redden will join us. And coming up next is our hockey insider, Bob McKenzie.
I think Ryan Smith is looking to get back to the Western Conference, and not with the Edmonton Oilers. I think that ship has set sail.
This Week in the NHL on Westwood One continues after this.